Have you ever been handed a new software tool at work? Like maybe some incredibly expensive, shiny new platform your executives just spent, millions of dollars
Oh,
on?
and they tell you it's going to revolutionize everything, right?
Exactly. And you sit down at your desk, open it up, and instantly feel like you need a PhD in computer science just to send a basic email.
Yeah, that paralyzing moment where you're staring at a blinking cursor.
Right. And that cursor is just staring right back, demanding input you have absolutely no idea how to give.
And honestly, that blinking cursor represents a massive failure in modern business implementation.
I totally agree.
I mean, the software itself might be brilliant, but if you, the end user, feel alienated the second you log in, well, the investment is essentially dead on arrival.
That feeling of complete paralysis is exactly the problem we are analyzing today. Welcome to the deep dive, everyone.
It's a big one today.
It really is. We are putting on our professional business analyst hats to look at a cutting-edge government and commercial contractor stepping right into the middle of all this chaos.
And our research stack for this session is fascinating. We're pulling from federal contracting profiles, corporate training white papers, and the foundational methodology documents of a company called Strategic Logistic Technologies.
Or StratLogTech for short. And our mission here is to really understand how they are curing a massive issue that is just crippling modern businesses right now.
Yeah.
I like to call it tech overwhelm.
Tech overwhelm. Yeah, that is arguably the defining corporate bottleneck of our current era.
Without a doubt.
And the primary driver of this overwhelm is, the whole artificial intelligence gold rush. Every organization, from massive global enterprises down to local logistics firms, they're operating under this intense mandate from the top down.
Basically, like, you must use AI or we will go out of business.
Exactly. The mandate is crystal clear, but the execution is, well, it's deeply flawed.
Yeah, the execution usually looks like someone just tossing a manual at an operations manager and walking away.
Right. Good luck. Figure it out.
Because the actual training provided by these massive tech conglomerates, it's built for coders.
Yeah, it's highly technical.
It's designed by software engineers, for people who think like software engineers. And it leaves everyday operational leaders completely overwhelmed and frustrated.
It really does.
To me, it feels a bit like handing a daily commuter the keys to a Formula One race car.
Oh, that's a great analogy.
Right. Because the engineering is phenomenal, the raw power is undeniably there, but without professional driving lessons, that commuter is either going to stall it in the driveway or crash it straight into a wall.
Or just never turn it on.
Exactly. Power without a framework isn't just useless, it's a liability.
I really appreciate that Formula One comparison because it isolates the core mechanical issue here.
How so?
Well, an AI model might boast about natural language processing, meaning it can understand human speech, right?
Sure.
But what it doesn't inherently understand is your company's specific operational workflow.
No, that's a really good point.
Yeah, it doesn't know the exact formatting required for, say, your regional supply chain reports before the Tuesday morning briefing. It doesn't recognize the historical nuances of your administrative bottlenecks.
Right, it just knows how to process text.
Exactly. Silicon Valley software companies are brilliant at building the engine, but StratLogTech's entire business model is based on building the steering wheel and the dashboard for the everyday user.
Okay, so let's break down how they actually construct that dashboard based on these training white papers. Because there is a massive language barrier between tech developers and operational staff working in logistics or HR or administration.
Huge barrier,
Yeah, and StratLogTech positions itself as the translator. But what's interesting is they aren't just an IT help desk that installs a program and leaves a phone number on your desk.
No, not at all.
They actually develop AI workflow automation and standard operating procedures, SOPs, that turn AI into a daily force multiplier.
And the mechanism they use to achieve this translation is this proprietary curriculum they call the Life Made Easy framework.
Life made easy. I like that.
Right. And to understand how it works, you really have to look at what they're actively removing from the learning process.
Which is?
The jargon. They strip out the computer science jargon entirely.
Oh, my goodness.
Through these scalable digital memberships and live tactical workshops, they teach operational leaders how to isolate the specific variables of their daily tasks.
Okay, so breaking it down.
Exactly. And then they teach them how to feed those variables into an AI system using structured, repeatable logic.
So instead of a warehouse manager staring at a blank chat box, trying to figure out how to ask the AI to optimize a delivery route.
Which is terrifying for most people.
Totally. The Life Made Easy framework gives them a pre-built, customized prompt template.
Right.
The manager just fills in the daily metrics, and the AI does the heavy lifting.
Yes. They are teaching corporate upskilling. They're teaching existing leaders how to integrate AI into their daily rhythms without ever needing to, you know, learn Python or understand the math behind neural networks.
Which is such a relief. You're touching on a crucial distinction here. It shifts the user's role from technology operator to technology director.
Technology director. That's a great way to put it.
Because when an administrative professional has a reliable SOP for interacting with an AI tool, the technology finally delivers on its original promise, right?
Which is making our lives easier.
Exactly. It makes their life easier by taking over the repetitive, high-volume data tasks.
But implementing that kind of rigid, foolproof structure doesn't just happen by accident.
No, it definitely doesn't.
If it requires a very specific type of organizational discipline.
Which brings us to the leadership behind these methodologies. And honestly, the founder's profile is where the how of this whole operation starts to make perfect sense to
me. Oh, absolutely. Let's talk about him.
So StratLogTech's president and CEO is Leonard Jefferson. He holds an MBA in technology management, bringing that rigorous business acumen to the table. But the detail in his background that immediately jumped out to me is that he is a service-disabled veteran and a certified U.S. Army instructor.
With 7 years of experience in that specific instructional role, too?
Yeah, 7 years.
And that certified U.S. Army instructor background, it completely recontextualizes their entire approach to corporate training.
How so? Like, how does that translate?
Well, when you analyze military instructional methodology, you see a system designed for the highest possible stakes.
Right. Literal life or death.
Exactly. The military excels at taking chaotic, high-stress, rapidly changing environments and forcing them into standardized, foolproof frameworks.
Because they have to.
They have to. They have to break complex, multivariable tasks down into repeatable SOPs because human error in their environment can be catastrophic.
You can't just hand a platoon a crate of experimental new communication gear and say, hey, play around with this over the weekend and let's brainstorm some best practices on Monday.
Oh, man, that would be a disaster.
Right. That civilian ad hoc approach to training would lead to total system failure. The military drills it. They structure the inputs and the outputs so that even under extreme cognitive load, the operator knows exactly what to do.
And applying that exact military discipline to enterprise AI is StratLogTech's core differentiator.
It makes so much sense when you frame it like that.
Because in civilian corporate environments, AI adoption is just chaotic right now.
Oh, completely. It's the Wild West.
Employees are using different tools, they're entering data inconsistently, and it's creating these wild variations in output quality.
So what does StratLogTech do differently there?
They go into these environments and impose order. They build robust operational frameworks that dictate exactly how the AI is used, when it is used, and how the data is verified.
Wow.
And then critically, they train the leadership on how to maintain that discipline.
You know, if I'm looking at this through the lens of a defense contractor or a federal logistics hub, my biggest fear with integrating artificial intelligence is data leakage.
Oh, data security is paramount.
You obviously cannot take sensitive supply chain data or federal personnel records and just feed them into a public AI chatbot.
Definitely not. That's a massive violation.
So the military rigor we are talking about has to extend to security. Otherwise, those federal doors would just be slammed shut.
And they are well aware of that. Data security is foundational to their federal consulting services.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, in the defense logistics space, they optimize massive data processing tasks and streamline secure administrative reporting. And to legally and safely operate in that environment, they maintain CMMC Level 1 compliance.
CMMC Level 1. What does that mean for them practically?
It's a crucial certification for protecting federal contract information. It means they don't just teach the mechanics of AI, they teach the secure boundaries of AI.
I see. Setting the limits.
Right. They build the guardrails so that operational leaders can use the technology without compromising federal data integrity.
Now, that security compliance obviously gets them in the door, but navigating the bureaucracy of massive federal and defense partnerships, I mean, that is a notoriously difficult game for a small business.
Oh, it's brutal.
Plenty of highly capable tech firms go bankrupt just waiting for a government contract to clear.
Happens all the time.
But looking at StratLogTech's business profile, they actually possess a strategic superpower when it comes to federal procurement. And it's their socioeconomic status.
Yes, this is such a smart part of their business model. They are strategically positioned as a dual-certified service-disabled veteran-owned small business, an SDVOSB, and a hub zone firm.
Okay, so dual-certified. Break that down for us. Why does that matter so much from a business perspective?
To understand the business value of this, you really have to look at the daily reality of a federal contracting officer.
Okay, the people writing the checks.
Exactly. These are the individuals who actually control the budgets and award the contracts. By law, they have incredibly strict diversity spending goals.
Right, quotas they have to hit.
Yes. They are mandated to allocate specific percentages of their massive budgets to veteran-owned businesses and separate percentages to businesses located in historically underutilized business zones or HOSHA zones.
Man, I can imagine that turns into an administrative nightmare for the contracting officer.
It really does.
Like, they find a great vendor for their tech needs, but that vendor doesn't help them hit their veteran quota. So they have to split the contract, find another vendor, manage two relationships, audit two different security compliances. The friction just compounds.
It creates a massive bottleneck in the procurement pipeline. But StratLog Tech's dual certification acts as a bypass valve for that exact problem.
How so?
A contracting officer can look at them and see a highly capable vendor offering top-tier technical training who simultaneously allows them to seamlessly hit multiple diversity spending goals with a single contract.
Oh, wow. That's incredibly efficient.
It cuts the government's own administrative burden in half. They remove the friction of procurement by solving the contracting officer's quota dilemma while delivering the military-grade training the units actually need.
That is brilliant positioning. They aren't just selling a service. They are actively solving a bureaucratic headache for the buyer.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
But there's another piece of their strategic positioning that I was initially, well, very skeptical about when I was first reviewing their profile.
Let me guess the location.
Yes. Let's talk about their headquarters in Davenport, Iowa.
It surprises a lot of people.
Right, because if a company is building cutting-edge AI integration frameworks for the modern enterprise, the stereotypical instinct is to look for an address in Silicon Valley, or maybe just outside of Washington, D.C., near the Pentagon.
Sure, that's the standard assumption.
So, Davenport, Iowa seems entirely out of left field until you look at a map of military logistics hubs.
Davenport is actually a masterclass in geographical agility.
Yeah, explain that for the listener, because it's fascinating.
If you look at the map, Davenport provides StratLog Tech with immediate access to some of the most vital military logistics centers in the country. They are practically sharing a fence line with the U.S. Army Sustainment Command and the Rock Island Arsenal.
Which completely changes the value proposition.
Absolutely.
Because if the Rock Island Arsenal needs to urgently upskill a logistics unit on a new automated inventory system ahead of a rapid deployment, a contractor in California has to, what, put a team on a plane?
Yeah, they rack up tens of thousands of dollars in travel expenses, deal with flight delays, and it takes 3 days just to actually get into the room.
Right, but StratLog Tech is already there. They offer zero travel cost, rapid response capability. They can literally be in the briefing room the same morning the problem is identified.
And proximity is a massive force multiplier in logistics. By embedding themselves in the local ecosystem of these major military commands, they transform from a distant vendor into an invaluable on-call strategic partner.
That's so smart.
They understand the local operational culture. They understand the immediate demands of the commands they serve, and they can deliver that translating framework instantly.
Okay, so we've established how their military roots, their secure frameworks, and their brilliant positioning make them a powerhouse in the federal sector.
Right.
But the problem of tech overwhelm is universal, right?
Oh, yeah. Every sector is feeling it.
Commercial businesses are bleeding capital right now, desperately trying to figure out AI, and mostly just breaking their budgets on expensive external tech vendors.
So true.
So what is the translation of this military-grade capability into a civilian enterprise?
Yeah.
How do they help the commercial side?
The translation happens through their flagship commercial offering, which is the 5-day Train the Trainer Enterprise program.
Train the Trainer.
Yes. This is where their entire philosophy really culminates, because in the civilian sector, the standard operating procedure for a company struggling with new technology is to hire an outside consultant.
Which costs a fortune.
Exactly. The consultant comes in, builds a workflow, charges an exorbitant retainer fee, and then leaves.
It reminds me of, like, an airline company buying a fleet of state-of-the-art jets, but refusing to invest in a flight school for their own employees.
That's a perfect way to look at it.
Instead, they just rent freelance pilots at extortionate daily rates.
Yeah.
And every time a jet needs to fly, They have to check the freelancer's availability and write another massive check.
And what happens when the software gets an update?
Right. If the software updates or the company's internal workflow changes, the internal team is completely helpless. They have to call the consultant back. It creates this permanent, expensive state of dependency.
And that dependency is exactly what the trainer workshop is designed to sever.
I love that. Cut the cord.
Exactly. The program doesn't just teach a company's operational leaders how to use a specific AI tool, because, let's face it, tools change every 6 months.
Sometimes faster.
Right. Instead, over the course of 5 intensive days, Stratlog Tech teaches these leaders the underlying instructional methodology.
Ah, I see.
They teach them how to teach AI integration using that Life Made Easy framework we talked about.
Wow, the business logic of that is incredibly powerful. You are sending your key managers, maybe your head of HR, your lead supply chain director, your senior administrative officer, through this military-grade crucible.
Yes.
And when they return to their respective departments, they aren't just users anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They become the resident experts. They are the internal pilots.
They internalize the capability. So when the software inevitably updates, or when the executives buy a completely new suite of tools, the company doesn't need to panic and call an external consultant.
Because they have the skills in-house.
Exactly. The internal resident experts already know how to break down the new technology, isolate the variables, write the new SOPs, and distribute the training to their teams in plain, jargon-free English.
That is huge. It fundamentally changes a company's operational DNA from being dependent and reactive to being self-sustaining and adaptable.
It really is a permanent solution to tech overwhelm.
So looking at the big picture of this analysis, the key takeaways for you, the listener, are crystal clear.
Very clear.
The mandate to adopt AI isn't going away. But simply buying the software and hoping your team figures it out is a recipe for operational paralysis and massive financial waste.
Yeah, the gap between purchasing a tool and actually generating value from it can only be bridged by rigorous, structured training.
And that structure requires a specialized approach. Stratlog Tech, under the leadership of Leonard Jefferson, has successfully adapted the U.S. Army's instructional methodology for the corporate world.
They really have, whether they're optimizing defense logistics through their dual-certified federal positioning or helping a commercial enterprise build internal resilience through the trainer program, they are focused on the human element of technology.
That's beautifully said.
They translate computer science into operational power.
So if you are a business leader analyzing your own operations right now, and you recognize that your team is suffering from tech overwhelm, if your administrative workflows are bottlenecked because the tools are just too complex, and you are tired of paying outside consultants to rent their expertise, the logical next step is to internalize this capability.
Stop renting and start owning.
Exactly. You need to reach out to Leonard directly on LinkedIn or explore their frameworks at stratlogtech.net. That's STRATLOGTECH.net. Bringing in a customized military-grade instructional framework is how you lock in your corporate training and actually survive the AI revolution.
Because the technology is only as effective as the humans directing it.
Right.
But, you know, before we close the book on this analysis, I want to leave you with a final thought to mull over, building on everything we've explored today regarding structure and methodology.
Oh, I am always here for a perspective shift. What are you thinking?
Well, we've established that right now, human-led military-grade discipline is the absolute best way to force structure onto the chaos of modern AI. It's the mechanism that makes the Formula One car drivable for the everyday commuter, right?
Right.
But AI capabilities are accelerating rapidly. What happens when the software evolves to a point where it can independently analyze a company's bottlenecks and automatically generate and deploy its own perfectly structured SOPs without needing a human to prompt it?
Wow, that would completely invert the dynamic. The tool basically becomes the instructor.
Precisely the point of friction. When the technology can translate itself, the challenge fundamentally changes.
Mm.
Will the next great bottleneck be our own human resistance?
Wow, that's deep.
Right. The primary struggle might shift from learning how to operate the system to actually finding the institutional courage to step back, take our hands off the steering wheel, and trust the software to run the system for us.
Are we training ourselves to be the ultimate drivers, or are we ultimately training ourselves to be comfortable as passengers?
Yeah.
That is a massive question for any operational leader to consider as these systems become more autonomous. Thank you for joining us on this business analysis deep dive. Remember to check out stratlogtech.net, and we'll catch you next time.